Welcome to Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos. Scientific Healing, a fusion of modern science and ancient healing arts, empowers you to take charge of your life to get healthy no matter what your doctor says. Discover how you can manage your own energy to improve your health, vitality, and prosperity from Anastasia and her guests. Are you ready to live your best and most energized life ever? Here's your host, Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Scientific Healing, and I'm your host, Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos. Our guest today is the master business coach and energy thought leader, Siobhan Moran. I met Siobhan about 2 years ago and was immediately attracted to her because everything she said about energy sounded like universal truth. After I attended her first workshop, my income magically increased by several thousand dollars. She doesn't do it by teaching you new marketing or business tricks, but by showing you how to manage your energy. But who better to explain what she does than Siobhan herself? Welcome to the show, Siobhan.
Thanks, Anastasia. I'm excited to be here.
I am so thrilled you're here. So I'm sure the listeners would love to hear how you got started in being a master business coach. Could you tell us about that?
Sure, absolutely. So my first business was at 11, and it was because my parents told me I couldn't have what I wanted, and if I could figure out how to get it on my own, then I should go take action on that. And I actually started a lawn mowing route, which really did well. And that led me into really knowing that making your own income is important, and being the master of your own destiny is really, really important. But the only way to do that, even though they teach you in college, you know, you get a job and all of these other things, that knowing and understanding business is super clear and important to all of your spiritual growth. So the first business that I got involved in, there was an entrepreneurship when I came to California, was a little company called Microcomputer Accessories, and they developed all of the keyboard drawers. And there were 12 of us, and I decided that this little entrepreneurial thing was the best of the best, and I could use all of my creativity, my computer programming background, I could use my marketing, and I could really just use all the things and put them in together in one fell company. And so we put that together and built that company and sold it to Rubbermaid for about $140 million. And so I was hooked, and when I was done there, I looked for another circumstance and another. So I did that about 5 times, and it really gave me the ability to understand how to grow a business, how to get venture capital, teach people how to sell, have teams, time management and leadership, and really, really taking a tiny, tiny idea and growing that into something big that was going to do something amazing out in the world.
Wow, that's really awesome. And I know that you do an energy piece because I'm intimately familiar with a lot of your teachings. And what most people are not really aware of is how you've studied with some of the most amazing masters in energy work, much of it really ancient wisdom, that we are not generally aware of in the modern world. And that the things that you teach us is how to manage our energy, and everything else follows once you have those tools in place. Because a lot of people work with the tools, but they still can't manage to make a breakthrough. Could you tell us more about that?
Sure. Like in business, they say the speed of the leader is the speed of the team. And what I've developed is and understand based upon these ancient principles is it's the energy of the leader is the success of the company. And so it's really about after I studied energy medicine, I studied it because I got sick, misdiagnosed, nearly died, and realized I didn't believe in drugs, even though I was building a tiny pharmaceutical company into something big at the time. And I went home and I healed myself, and I thought, well, if I can grow companies, I should be able to heal my body. And that made a lot of sense to me from the way I'd been thinking my entire life. And then when I went back into the company I was working at the time to grow, I thought, well, this little energy concept thing that I've been playing around with while I've been healing myself on my sofa has got to be something that can be applied to business. Because if I can do it in business and then I've translated it into my body, I should be able to do that reverse into a business. And so I really just started playing around with it with my sales team. And unbeknownst to them, you know, I was just doing a little thing, a few things, teaching them a few little things that were really safe and nothing that they would really think was complicated. And all of a sudden, sales were ticking up by 10% and 20%. Deals were closing that were like falling out before. And so I started having more conversations with my business associates around me and just applying it to different principles and methodologies to see if I could get the CEO to be more aligned. And then I started finding that people wanted to learn this. And I was teaching the energy first and then the business. And really, it's the business and the energy need to be taught simultaneously.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of people aren't aware of how many thousands of people you've taught. So could you share with us that number?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I love that people ask me that. So we have a new marketing person, and she said, well, I know you from many other folks in the industry, and you only have 15,000 people. And I was like, I know. And she said, I want you to count how many. I was like, I can't count them. So we came up with about 250,000. You know, I'm a very humble person. I'm just a facilitator to get this work out into the world. And it's really about getting each person on fire energetically so that they can do what they're here to do. And, you know, numbers are important, but I came from building companies to wanting big numbers. And I realized it's really about the impact that's the most important and the results that my people get.
Yeah, it's really like the ripple effect. You know, you drop a stone in the pond and the pond ripples outward. And so what you teach, somebody else teaches to somebody else, and then that mm-hmm. person teaches to somebody else. And mm-hmm. that's how I feel about my own work. And so I love hearing you say that. And this is what's so important about doing this kind of work, is because it's so badly needed. And so we're going to dive a little bit more into some real tips that people can take home afterwards. And there was one other question I had that to help reveal the kind of work. We'll talk about your programs. And
yeah,
so
I add something? Because I think yes. I think your folks, I think they know you as a healer and energy. And the really interesting thing is, when email came out, it was like, you know, there was this thing about flame mail and so on and so forth. And I just really started playing around with business and energy around that time. And, you know, we don't understand that every single comment, every single action, every single word that we do is infused like ourselves and goes out into the world and creates or destroys something. And so every single email, if you're sending an email when you're totally exhausted, or you're working on your marketing plan when it's late at night and you have no more, your brain's all drained, what you'll discover is that you're going to get what I call wonky results, even though you think you've got some energy going on. So it's really about taking this concept of energy and business to say, this is way deeper than I have an understanding of where I can apply it to grow in my life, my health, my spirituality, my relationships, my business, and my marketing.
Okay, awesome. So I want to remind all our listeners that you're listening to Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos, and today our guest is the beautiful Siobhan Moran. We'll be diving deeper into her business and energetic ideas, especially this concept that she just mentioned, where you'll hear some things you can do personally to help improve your energy management.
We'll return in just a few moments after a word from our sponsors.
Did you know that if the thought of a past relationship brings up negative emotions, you are still in a relationship with that person, often with unwanted consequences? This means you still have ties with that person, and those ties may be sapping your strength. Why not jettison your old relationship baggage so that you can move forward with ease and clarity? Hello, this is Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos, the scientific healer. 7 years of research at prestigious institutions like Harvard, Yale, and Johns Hopkins have discovered that relationships are the number one influence on physical, emotional, and financial health. In clearing those old ties, including what some people call karma, you get to wipe the slate clean and start over again, whether you plan to stay in that relationship with a person or not. Many miracles have come out of such clearings. One client said that her Christmas with her family was the best she had since she was a child, while another said she'd received several thousand dollars in a divorce settlement that had been stuck in limbo for years, while others stop being angry at their former partners and are able to find new loves quickly and easily. Recently, one client who had been stuck in her business as her client stream dried up signed up 6 new clients in the 4 hours following her clearing. I have good news. I have a gift for you. By going to scientifichealer.com/clear, you can discover how you can clear past relationships while I do a relationship clearing for you, all for free. Everyone who chooses to receive it will receive this powerful healing while listening. Again, go to scientifichealer.com/clear to get the details.
You're listening to Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos. Before the break, we were talking about how Siobhan Moran developed her programs from ancient wisdom and incredible business acumen. She has a big mission in life and helps people all over the world. Let's get more specific on what people can do for themselves. Welcome back, Siobhan.
Thanks. I'm excited to be back. Let's share some more cool stuff.
Okay. I'm sure listeners would love to hear a story or two of how you help people break through their former barriers in their business, their life, or their business.
Yeah, absolutely. So the one that comes to mind, and one of the things that happens is that we get into, we have a job and we decide that there's something more. We can do more, we can serve more, or the boss just isn't the right kind of thing. And we really want to have our own time, that, you know, kind of epic life. And so we go out on our own and we don't have that same structure. And the challenge with that energetically is you're no longer held in somebody else's energy. You're having to create your own structural energy. So I'll give you an example of a gentleman who, top of his class, always got A's, always the best I think it was soccer, got an MBA, you know, really was the top in his sales organization, and went out onto his own, got into his passion and his purpose, and, you know, his six-figure income almost eking out $30,000 a year. And he really thought that that was good. And then what he had presented out to the world was that he had a multimillion-dollar business, but he was making less than $30,000 a year. And so we taught him some of these principles of, you know, getting into alignment, how to make sure that your business is have the same energy to what you're going to be out there teaching, and the entire scope of his thought process, his organization, his relationships, etc. And within the first month of working together, he made $50,000. So we really turned all of that on and gave him the ability to have a new way of understanding how his energy, his heart, his mission, his purpose, his marketing, all need to go in the same direction, doing the same thing energetically, and then everything else comes second. And then the money shows up.
Yes, absolutely. And I know that when you present a different image to the world, like you're highly successful and you're not, there's also an integrity issue. And that can pull your energy way back too.
Mm-hmm. Big time, yeah. So it really it really weighs on your mind.
Mm-hmm. I know that when I get into, when my little mind starts cranking on stupid stuff, that I get caught up in it and my income will go down too. So mm-hmm. what's a tip or two that you would offer to someone who wants to help break through their limitations?
Mm-hmm. Most people tend to think that they need to break through everything all at once. And so, I have a process called chunking it down, and it's really not chunking what you want down. It's really just chunking it down to be like, what's one thing that you can do this minute? Because the tricky thing is when we're looking for another step or another opportunity or to make more income or to have better health, we're like, okay, I don't feel better. Even though you're maybe 10% better, you're like, nope, I don't feel better. And it becomes the sum total of your energy. And then you actually become a self-fulfilling prophecy. So it's pick one thing that you want to work on. So I'm a big skier. I love skiing. And I usually ski so much that, yes, I do have to work on my knees. And so it's like, okay, great. So what's one thing I'm going to do for my knees in this next moment, and it go moment by moment by moment? It sounds ridiculous and it sounds hard. It's only hard because we've actually gotten away from that way of thinking. So it's really pick one thing in your life and identify one that you're going to take action on, and then take action, and then take more, and then take more. So pick one, and I call it meditating on the solution. Most people meditate on the problem, and meditate on the solution for one thing at a time.
Yeah, that's so awesome. I remember when I was going through my divorce 20 years ago, and I was so panicked all the time, I kept having to tell myself over and over again, am I okay this minute? Okay, I'm okay this minute. So I did that every minute until I stopped asking myself. So that tip of this worrying about the, you know, for me, I was worrying about the problem, and this worrying about the solution is just so, it sounds so much more, you know, getting yourself back into ease and grace a lot more quickly.
Yeah, and it's completely productive, and you feel like you've actually accomplished something. It's like when you clean your house, it's like, oh, look, it's so pretty. Well, when you meditate on the solution, you actually accomplish something.
So, and I know the other thing that you've taught me is how to get centered really quickly. So, you know, focusing on a solution is getting centered so quickly that that it keeps me on track all day long.
Yeah, you want me to share something like that?
Yes, please.
Cool. Yeah. So one of the things that happens with each of us throughout our lives is we have trauma or a drama or something, and we get sucked into that other person's energy or way of being, doing, or having. And the most important thing that we unlearn as children is to stay grounded. So this little technique is huge. It's really going to help you a lot. You know, it's not the golden cord into the earth. It's actually a very complicated technique that I've made very simple. And it's getting you back into your body and getting you really present so you can make good decisions. And it's like you put your left finger under your nostrils and your right palm behind the nape of your neck. And then you put you just stop there and you breathe. And you want to be sitting up straight. You want your legs and feet on the ground. You know, you could walk around with bare feet, but you're still in your trauma and your drama, and this solves some of that. So do that. And then the next piece you're going to do, this is a little complicated, but don't worry too much about it. I'm going to make it simple. And I'm going to actually bypass one of the things because it's really hard to do on radio. So you're going to put your right wrist over your left wrist, and your left ankle over your right ankle. And then you're going to close your eyes and you're going to breathe. And this is going to get you more grounded and centered so that what you can do is you can take another step. One of the people I taught this to many years ago, she was the lowest salesperson in the mortgage company she was working for. And we turned it around just by the full technique that I teach in some of my programs is we turned that around so that she made $500,000 the next year. I mean, yeah, she had to work, but yeah, she really showed up and people were showing up for her.
Yeah, awesome. You have a program starting up in a couple of weeks called Ignite Your Prosperity that teaches people some amazing simple practices just like this that help move them forward. And I know personally speaking that this program has an incredible return on investment, and it was a factor of 10 for me in the first month. Wow. Where can they find out about this?
Yeah, so you can go to, you know what, we're going to give you a special link I actually don't have. So you go to SiobhanMoran.com, and if you were to click on the little button on the left-hand side and it says personal coaching, and then you go to the next little step. I realize it's a little bit more steps than we generally want, but you'll get there. If you're meant to get there, you'll get there, I promise. and it's called Ignite Your Prosperity, and then you're going to click on the Learn More, and it's come up with a page, and you'll go through an application process right there. So that's how you get there. It's SiobhanMoran.com, personal coaching, then click on Ignite Your Prosperity. And this little program actually was started on a whim because I had so much information to share, and I was really frustrated that people weren't making the money that I know their souls and their lives and their businesses have the potentiality. And so I thought, what can I do to put together something that's really going to rock somebody's world and get them to make money every single time? And so we've been teaching this for several years, and it is totally one of my favorite programs.
Yeah, and you do it personally, which is really great. It's not one of those where you just go in and listen to stuff. It's like there's personal interaction, question-answer sessions, and all I do is I follow the practices. I do as many things as I could do, and it really works. It's awesome. So,
yeah.
This is Vivid Life Radio, and people share their vivid life, what their vivid life looks like on facebook.com/vividlife.me to tell their stories. So how about you, Siobhan? What does your vivid life look like?
Oh, I mean, today is an awesome example of it. You know, I get up, I take some water, I have a specific set of tea that I have blended that I drink, and then I have my green drink, and then I'll go for a walk. Now, today, one of my favorite things to do is walk on the beach. I walked on the beach. I had dolphins walking with me out in the ocean both ways, and then I get to come back and really serve my clients and create some new programs and processes that are important. Now, one of the things that I also do is I have like a little tiny, and we teach this in our other programs, we have a tiny exercise process. It's about 12 minutes, and it actually keeps me in better shape than doing 250 ab crunches. I do that. And, you know, I meditate throughout the day. I have a different meditation process than most people, but I meditate throughout the day using some of the ancient principles that I've learned over the past 20 years and really get it out there to as many people. That's my vivid life. And the more people who have these experiences, the better the planet becomes and more self-propelling forward that it is.
Yeah, and I love hearing you say that, you know, for you, it's helping serve your clients. And it's really great to hear how you can form a business that is what's awesome for you. And it's the same with me. It's like the more I get into the thing I like to do, too, is teaching. I've been teaching for 40 years. And the more I can do that, that to me is also, so I love hearing that you love doing that too, that work isn't work, it's fun.
Oh God, no. Yeah, we got to play at this thing.
Absolutely. Play and laugh and fun and, you know, and getting to a point where prosperity is just a side effect of doing all the fun things.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You're welcome. So can you share with us one more little thing about we're almost out of time, just one little tip, something or somewhere people could go? I know that, for example, one of the things you told me was to listen to the Om meditation you have on your website. Helps clear the house. So maybe another tip on how clearing their house would help them.
Oh, yeah, totally. So, yeah, we live in our houses, and it accumulates all of our poopy, weird energy, all of our worries, fears, thoughts, anxiety, tensions, blah, blah, blah. And there are two things. You can choose which one you want based upon, you know, your beliefs and structures that are in your life. But one of them is the Om download, and that's on our website, and that's on our store. And then the other one is heal your body, heal the world. And the reason I share that one is we've actually given – we have over 250,000 people who've gotten that CD over the course of the years that I've been sharing this. And every one of my CEOs, I demand that they listen to it because it really gets them aligned in a better way for the next set of teachings that we share. And it's very powerful. It's an ancient prayer. I keep it really simple. It's about 17 minutes long, and it really gets you in a meditative state, but really taking that next step forward. So you're meditating on the solution with your heart in the clear, open, aligned space, your brain in the right, clear, open, aligned space, and everything really just works together that much more effortlessly. You can find those on my website at SheevanMoran.com, SheevanMoran.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much. That's all we have time for. So thank you, everyone, for listening to Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Chopless, and for our guest, Siobhan Moran, for sharing her gifts for helping people move past their limitations. And as she just mentioned, you can connect with her at Siobhan Moran. And let's you and I connect. Go to scientifichealer.com and sign up for my newsletter and get my powerful healing audio for releasing stress, so you can get healthy no matter what your doctor says.
Are you wondering what could be holding you or your business back? Have you bought all sorts of coaching or programs but still find success elusive? Are you smart, creative, intuitive, and have the tendency to overdeliver and undercharge for your services? Siobhan Moran's Epic Life Summit might be just the answer for you. Held in Costa Mesa, California next week, December 8th through 11th, you'll take home valuable lessons and tools to catapult you and your business to new levels of success. Go to diamondhealingradio.com/Siobhan, that's SHEEVAUN, for more information and a link to event tickets. If the date has passed, click the link anyway and see when the next one is coming.
Thank you for listening to Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Chopless. Join us again next week for more expert guidance and practical tools to energize your life. Now take a deep breath and release it slowly before you go about your day.